I've fished her icy rivers with every kind of fly. Shot straight at the partridge, though most refuse to die.
Good morning and welcome to Association Impact, Doing More Together, the radio show on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Cheryl Ronk, president of the Michigan Society of Association Executives, and I'm pleased to be here today. I love doing the show when I have some new intriguing information that I learn from along with all the listeners. As you know, the goal with our show is to broaden the awareness of the value of association membership and participation across industries and to make sure that association executives are getting the information they need to be successful. I am very excited today to learn more from David Akers. David is CEO and founder of Collaborant Group LTD out of Ohio. So greetings, David. How are you today?
Doing fantastic, Cheryl. How about yourself?
I'm great. Thank you. So the one thing that I want to learn more from you about is e-commerce. I understand that you have spent time and invested in doing research and creating some programs around e-commerce. So how is e-commerce changing the purchasing landscape within our world?
How much time do you have? That's a pretty big question, Cheryl.
We have at least 6 minutes in this segment. So let's really get into, you know, what is e-commerce doing?
Well, a number of different things. I think there's a couple elements that are the most important. One is that with e-commerce, the idea is that buyers, those individuals who are responsible for purchasing products for their organizations, they're able to be much more efficient. And so if you think about in the quote-unquote old days, which aren't that long ago, if you wanted to make a purchase, you called somebody or you sent a fax. Then it was sending emails. Now you can actually just go online and transact.
Okay.
and make a purchase in real time. And so that efficiency is certainly a very big driver in terms of what e-commerce brings to the table. But the corollary to that, Cheryl, is that organizations now have, if you think strategically, now have a much better ability to control where and how their dollars are spent. Because not only the buyer can see how the dollars are being spent in real time, but the head of finance or the head of purchasing can get an overall view of how an organization's dollars are being spent and help to manage that spend by using online tools.
Okay. You know, so I'm from that era where what we did was request for proposals, and we validated those people that were going to get those proposals before they were invited to do so. So with e-commerce, how do you know that the vendor has been validated or vetted?
Sure. Great question. So two ways to think about that. First of all, going back to the world in which you came of age and the idea that, you know, you were involved or others were involved mm-hmm. in doing an RFP, as an individual organization, you can certainly continue your historical process of conducting RFPs to find the best vendors, both quantitatively and qualitatively. The difference now is that once you've selected that vendor, then you have the ability to transact with that vendor online instead of having to fax them or call them or email them back and forth.
Okay.
So the e-commerce revolution, if you will, is not one that actually that simply replaced that historical RFP process. Rather, it's augmented that
uh-huh.
process.
Okay.
Now, in our world, part of, and this is one of the other benefits, I think, of the Internet facilitating collaboration, for example, amongst your members, is that with e-commerce, it becomes far easier for other peer organizations to take advantage of one organization's procurement process or RFP process or supplier selection process. So if historically, if there were 500 different companies and each one conducted their own RFP process to select a vendor, it's a lot easier with e-commerce for one entity to conduct that RFP process
uh-huh.
and select a vendor, and then make that vendor in the terms and conditions of that relationship available to the other 499 entities.
Yeah. Okay. That makes perfect sense. Thank you for explaining that. So when you and I first met and talked about putting this radio show on, you talked about buying power. What is buying power?
Well, buying power, very simply, is the fact that when you're spending a lot of money, either individually or collectively, you can get better terms. You can get better pricing and better terms from the vendor because they get a bigger sale. And if you think about it, Cheryl, and I'm sure your members have gone to a BJ's Wholesale Club or to a Costco or to a Walmart, it's the same concept. Walmart is able to secure better costs, lower costs from vendors because Walmart buys a lot.
Right.
And vendors want to be able to sell to Walmart because Walmart represents an opportunity to have a larger sale. And so when there's a significant amount of buying power, of purchasing volume, if you will, vendors will bend over backwards to be able to secure that business. And that bending over backwards typically takes two forms. One, lower pricing for the end customer. And two, better terms and conditions,
right?
Free delivery.
You know, David, so I'm going to interrupt you because I think this is what many associations have leveraged within their members. But we're running up against a break, so we'll be right back to hear more about how associations can enter this e-commerce revolution. Stay with us on Association Impact on Michigan Business Network.
An old empty beer can buy a man a dime.